It is time once again for the Palm Village Word, focusing on the activities and ministry of Palm Village Retirement Community in Reedley, but even more extensively about senior issues at large in our society today. Joining me, as they frequently do, at the Palm Village Recording Facility is Chuck Buller. You are
Vice President of Advancement at Palm Village Retirement Community.
We also have Jim Duick, and we're going to let you tell us your official title.
Director of Marketing at Palm Village in Reedley.
Director of Marketing. What does the new year look like so far at Palm Village, gentlemen?
It's been busy. It's been very busy. We've had a lot of people moving into assisted living, a number of people waiting for availability for assisted living.
Mm.
And we're continuing to have people move to our independent living, some of them from outside the area that have heard about us.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Like how far outside the area?
Well, the next couple that are moving in are from currently residing in the Delano area.
Oh, okay.
They're a farming family, but they've also lived for quite a few years in Kansas.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Kansas and Arizona, actually.
Right. Yeah. Well, Delano and Reedley are not too drastically different from Kansas, as long as you turn your back to the mountains, of
there
course.
There you go. Yeah. Enough said.
Enough said. Yeah, there you go. Geographically speaking.
Well, I've noticed, too, that as much as we throw out statistics about retirement and aging, and that real popular statistic now about how many people turn 65 every day in American culture, you know, 10,000 people a day. That sounds like one of those statistics that doesn't really affect us, other than it sounds like a cool number. But the reality is that there will be an uptick of people looking for all kinds of retirement solutions, and that has begun. That's not tomorrow or next week,
yeah,
or, you know, that's begun today.
I don't want to belabor the statistic because I use it most every week, but it bears repeating. We baby boomers, the three of us at the table here, are all in that generation. How many per day for how long?
10,000 turn 65 a day for the next 20 years or so.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So there's going to be a whole lot of demand.
A whole lot of us.
Yeah, there was actually an article in the Fresno Bee earlier in the week, Monday, as a matter of fact, and they quoted 76 million baby boomers total.
Yeah, and I read a statistic just last week that said the fastest growing demographic in American society is the decade of the 90s, people turning 90. Last night they threw a party at Palm Village. Of our 300 residents, 34 of them are celebrating birthdays in their 90s currently.
Wow, that's more than 10% of the population.
They had a party, and you know, memories aren't always correct, but thinking back to my own childhood growing up in Reedley, I don't know that I really ever heard of anybody turning 90. I'm sure somebody did, and it just, but now it's just a very common occurrence. Jim's dad, you know, is 90 years old.
Wow. And my mother also.
Right.
Wow.
Matter of fact, we're going to be going out to dinner tomorrow night. This Friday is her 91st birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Wow. Living longer. Baby boomers, more people.
It's reality.
It's going to be stretching the system, isn't it? The topic today.
Topic is falls, basically. People 85 and over, and even people 65 and over, are falling. Matter of fact, we just heard on the news here not long ago that Hillary Clinton, who a few months ago turned 65, had a fall, had an injury. And just the other day, Barbara Walters, who's 83, had a fall.
Yeah.
And I believe she's still in the hospital, but says she's doing well. So falls are affecting people 65, like Hillary Clinton, and they're affecting people like Barbara Walters, who are 83.
Mm.
It's affecting a lot of people in the United States, and the numbers are going up. Let me just give you a few statistics, because the Bee had an article about this on Monday, and they were talking about falls, and not only just falls, fatal falls. And they gave some statistics. One of the things that, you know, that's influencing this is some of the powerful heart medications out there can actually cause dizziness.
Hmm.
And so where there's a lot more medications out there today than we had 40, 50 years ago, that's causing dizziness. Prostate drugs for the men out there can cause fainting. Some of the prostate drugs. So if you combine, if you're on a heart medication and you're on a prostate medication, that can be a combination that can cause you to become extremely unsteady.
Mm.
Bones can become fragile as we age. We tend to be more of a technology society. We're texting, we're emailing, we're calling people on our mobile phones, and we're not exercising as much. We're not doing as much face-to-face with people. because of some of this. In the Sacramento area, twice as many seniors over the age of 85 died as a result of falls over 10 years ago. So they've had a dramatic increase there. Wow. Nationwide, there's been a 65% increase in fatalities from falls for those 85 and over in the past 10 years.
Hmm. And, you know, statistics are an interesting thing. You kind of just wonder sometimes to what degree, as people live longer or more things like that, you know, there just weren't as many people 20 years ago who were turning 90.
Sure. Again, going back 200 years when the average life expectancy was like between 40 and 50 years old, you
right.
didn't get to the point to where you had the opportunity to fall, you might say.
Right. And that doesn't make it irrelevant. It's a very important statistic. But I think sometimes the media, as they celebrate, you know, the aging of America and how much older people get, they leave the other part out that you have to think about some of the negative consequences of living longer and being more aware of what the risks are.
Yeah, what really surprised me was in that same article, it said a third of Americans 65 and older are suffering from falls each year.
Hmm. A third?
A third.
65
and over.
Wow.
Are falling.
Wow.
And, you know, it could be because they're on heart medication or because they're on prostate medication and they're combining those. I was talking to a senior the other day who is diabetic and also takes some other medications. But in addition to that, was taking NyQuil and Alka-Seltzer Plus, cold medicine.
Oh, boy.
And let's see, what was it? There's Pepto-Bismol, I think. And, I mean, it was just the over-counter things were combining that with other medications they were taking. And it was a good thing that her son was involved and was bringing that to the attention of the doctor so that that could be addressed.
Yeah, yeah. Because a lot of folks would think, well, over-the-counter, that's okay. It doesn't come in a prescription bottle.
Well, think about all the, you know, popular media you see about you know, sleep aids like Ambien, Lunesta, you know, all the people you talk to in my own age bracket who need, you know, Ambien, I mean, even Advil PM or Tylenol, everybody I talk to who's my age talks about sleep issues. And so they often forget that when you wake up off those things, you're not quite as steady on your feet.
Mm-hmm.
And my guess is there are a lot of 65-plus people, and men in particular, who are taking some sleep aid.
Yeah. Just in the past few months, I've talked to younger folks in their late 30s and 40s. They talk about sleep aids, and they say, I don't like taking it because I wake up and I feel like I'm doped up until noon the following day.
That's right.
So the question is, what do we do about this? You know, we know this is happening, and there's an increase of falls over the last just 10 years. So what really can be done, especially if you're a senior living in your house and you're alone, you're really at risk. And so what can you do? And there are things that you can do. As a matter of fact, Chuck and I were just talking about this the other day, the whole advent of physical therapy for seniors and occupational therapy for seniors, programs to prevent falls, to improve your balance. Some of those didn't exist 20 years ago like they do today.
Yeah, I think back to my own mom who had a fall when she was in assisted living and broke her shoulder, which was a long, cumbersome recovery process. Mm-hmm. But she was using a walker that was archaic by today's standards, just a little aluminum walker that didn't have much stability. Now I look at the walkers that seniors are using, and they're really high tech. They're very cool. And, you know, we always encourage people who are getting to that point, don't be too proud to resist using a walker or a cane. And that's part of the awareness we're trying to create on this radio program is, you know, some of you who listen to us aren't 65, but you have parents who are, or you have a grandparent who is, and you see them, you know, stumble a little bit, and you're afraid to intervene or to say too much, or maybe they're angry or defensive if you do.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think, I'm an old person or something?
Exactly. Yeah. And so, you know, but you need to be proactive and encourage them to use a walker or a cane. Again, all the equipment is just drastically improved. You can probably get them with, you know, sound systems built in for all I know.
Or cup holders.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, do they have Wi-Fi? That's the question.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So you can stock and stop, become immobile, so you can text somebody. Well, there are things that can be done. There's exercise programs you can join that will improve balance, improve flexibility, and get you stronger. The main thing to prevent falls is to get physically active. And there's lots of different ways to do that. If you're in your home or you have a family member that's in their home and their exercise consists of going to the living room, to the kitchen, to the bedroom, to the bathroom, and that's it,
yeah,
that's just not enough. That's not enough.
No.
And they might feel uncomfortable going outside, walking down the sidewalk, either because it might be dark or the sidewalk might be slippery. But basically, you've got to get active because muscles atrophy when they're not used.
Yeah. There's one lady who lives in my neighborhood, and she's, I don't know, she could be 80, maybe in her early 80s. And I see her walking along on a regular basis. She's bundled up against the chilly temperatures, but she moves very slowly. But the fact is, she's moving.
You know, we came across a little device in our research on Palm Village at Home in Fresno called the Fitbit. And if you want to call us at 221-2581, you can ask for Barbara. She'll tell you where to get one of these little devices. You just clip it on your hip or put it in your pocket. It records how many steps you take in a day. Mm. It actually has the ability to also monitor your heart rate, your blood pressure, and for the cost of far less of a gym membership. You can just do an evaluation of how active am I or am I not.
Now, that device and that number you mentioned, that is the Palm Village at Home Fresno office.
That's right.
221-2581. 2581. And, of course, as always, the larger topic of falls and how can they be prevented and information on that kind of thing, folks can always pick the brains of you folks at Palm Village and Reedley, can't they, Jim?
That's right, absolutely. As a matter of fact, I talked to our physical therapist just yesterday asking about, well, what do we do? What do we do at Palm Village for our residents who are at risk of falls? And I was told you can actually teach someone how to prevent a fall. If they're in the middle of a fall, there are specific things that you can teach someone so they actually can take action in the middle of the point when they feel they're going down. They can do some things so they don't go down.
There you go.
But they, in our physical therapy, they throw balls, they kick balls, they walk around cones, climb stairs. They work with people on different types of floors, carpeting, linoleum, wood. One of the things I know that my father was taught in occupational therapy after he had valve replacement surgery at 88 years old. Amazing. And they said, now you have to concentrate on heel, toe. Heel toe when you're walking. In other words, don't shuffle your feet. Make sure the heel comes down first, then the toe. The heel, the toe. And it sounds so basic, but if you're a senior or if you have a loved one who's a senior, a lot of these people shuffle, and that puts you at risk of a fall.
Yeah, you don't have proper balance that way.
That's right.
Yeah, and if folks have questions about that or would like to pick the brain of the folks who do this day in, day out in the ministry of Palm Village Reedley, you can reach them in the 559 area code at 638-6933. You can ask for Jim Duick. You can ask for Chuck Buller. And they'll be happy to dispense the wealth of information they possess. Right, gentlemen?
Well, we'll try.
what we know and what we don't know, we'll admit and try to get the resources for you.
There you go. Appreciate the honest response.
Yes, absolutely.
One of the things I've noticed is when people do move to Palm Village, they tend to walk a whole lot more. They're walking to the dining room. They're walking to the activities we have, like Friday night at the movies we have in our chapel area. They're walking to chapel.
And how many acres do you have there?
We've got 17 acres to walk on.
Bingo. Yeah.
And with no stairs. Well, we do have some stairs, but we have an elevator for going up and down, so you're not at risk when you are going up and down stairs. There's options.
All kinds of options at Palm Village Reedley.
And, you know, you can see our campus at a special occasion, February 26th, 4:30 to 6:30, our annual soup dinner. Come and have some soup and pie. It's a come-and-go event, 4:30 to 6:30 on February the 26th. Four great soups.
What day of the week is that?
And that's a Tuesday night.
Tuesday night,
it's always
February
the last
26th.
Tuesday of February.
Okay, last Tuesday of February. See for yourself what Palm Village is all about. That's it. We have exhausted our quarter hour for this edition of the Palm Village Word. Thank you, gentlemen. And thank you, listener, for being a part of it.